Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 20, Pretoria and Polokwane 21.
First crash of the afternoon, Bedford View, N12 East. Crash near the R24 split. And Buccleuch, there's a stationary vehicle on the N3 North before the Buccleuch interchange, adding to the already queuing traffic.
The Minister of International Relations, Ronald Lamola, says South Africa will continue engaging both Ukraine and Russia to push for peace talks to end the ongoing war. This follows yesterday's bilateral meeting in Pretoria between President Cyril Ramaphosa and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Lamola says South Africa remains committed to supporting dialogue between the two sides.
There were a lot of issues that were raised within the 10-point plan with regards to the territorial integrity, the peace, dialogue, also the issue of the children. And South Africa did play a key role in some of the processes, including through the peace formula that was happening in Ukraine and Switzerland.
The MTN Group has announced a significant cybersecurity attack has led to unauthorized access to the personal information of some customers across various markets. Selaki Lidwaba reports.
MTN has confirmed a significant cyber attack after an unknown third party claimed to have accessed data linked to some parts of their system. In a statement, MTN said they do not have any information to confirm whether customer accounts and wallets had been directly compromised. However, MTN assured customers that the core network, billing system and financial service infrastructure remain secure and fully operational. MTN has warned customers to be cautious of unexpected messages and avoid clicking on suspicious links. Selaki Lidwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
Southbound traffic on the N3 towards KwaZulu-Natal is expected to increase today. The N3 toll concession has warned motorists to remain alert for sudden changes in traffic and weather that could cause delays. CEO Tanya Dugra.
Highly visible law enforcement officials will be maintaining a presence all along the route and will be conducting various road safety interventions, including roadworthiness checks and driver compliance checks at strategic locations all along the N3 toll route.
And the Vatican is making final preparations for Pope Francis's funeral as the last day of huge, as the last of huge crowds of mourners filed through St. Peter's Basilica to view his open coffin. Many of the 50 heads of state and 10 monarchs attending tomorrow's ceremony in St. Peter's Square are expected to arrive later today in Rome. Italian and Vatican authorities have placed the areas around St. Peter under tight security, with snipers on roofs and fighter jets on standby. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Mjolpinar Wifnisiri. The Minister van Internationale Betrekkinge says South Africa sal verder vergader met Rusland en Oekraïne om 'n vredesooreenkoms te bewerkstellig.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Using not the time to keep on waiting. Usually like to love and leave them fast. Something that you're doing got me thinking. I'ma take my foot up off the gas. She said, hey, I like where this is going. So let's just take it slow, slow motion. Been waiting all day to get you in this moment. So let's just take it slow, slow. Oh, yeah.